This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 22. Living a life of gratitude. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 17. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Romans 6, verses 1 and 2. Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? We have been saved by grace and not by works. But does that mean we do not have to do good? The answer is clear and decisive. Grace and good works are not competitors. They go hand in hand in the lives of God's children. When we come to faith in Christ, our old sinful nature dies. The old nature is crucified and buried with Christ, and we rise to new life in Christ. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Being raised with Christ means living a life in which good works, or good fruit in the words of Jesus, become natural to us. Bearing good fruit is a sign that our faith and conversion are true and genuine. Good works are a natural expression of thankfulness. While doing good becomes second nature to all who have life in Christ, we still need to work at it. Though the old nature has been crucified, it still rises up from time to time to try to reassert itself. It is no longer the driving force in our life, but it remains a force to fight against. Wanting to produce good fruit assures us that we are indeed saved, and that is a powerful witness to people who do not yet know Jesus. Pray with me. Jesus, thank you for dying for us to purchase our salvation. We commit our lives to thanking you by striving to live for your honor and glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.